it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program and Hidden Killers daily contributor. Robin Drake, thank you for joining us. We're talking about Rachel Morn. As clues continue to arise and hopefully get us closer and closer to discovering who exactly it is that we need to connect to the murder of Rachel Morn, who was found on the side of that jogging trail. DNA profile sample from a crime scene in Bel Air Trail where Rachel Morn was found dead this month matched to a person wanted in Los Angeles in connection with a burglary and a sexual assault. That's where we saw the video footage come out. Is this new piece, this video footage, this DNA link, although we don't know his name yet, is this going to lead us on a track to finding this individual faster? Does this help us, or is this another piece that just remains very elusive?
So I've spoken about this one quite a few times, and it's kind of, and this is actually referring to what we were talking about before, that CSI effect. Oh, yeah. I got DNA, so we got it. No, DNA is good if there's other DNA to match it too. Yeah. And I did a lot of research on this, and what's interesting is because people have been asking about the whole genetics thing, because Koberger was identified because the DNA went into, they got the DNA from the blade in the house, from the sheath of the knife. And that was a match to, it looks like the father, although they're not confirming it, but it looks like the father's match because of like ancestry.com. And there's actually two websites that actually not automatically, but if you sign the release form, it automatically gets handed over to police. And then you can actually use family trees to then zero in on individuals in the family with DNA matches. Long answer. But if you are not from the United States with generally of European descent and you're not, and this gives you like a 60% chance of doing a DNA match, as I saw the numbers on that, there's nothing to match it to. So just because you have DNA doesn't mean it's going to be a hit. It just means they have your DNA. It'll help the prosecution, even possibly the defense when it gets that far. But here's what it was good for. I am actually dumbfounded that they actually got DNA from the LA case into the CODIS system, because that's a massive backlog. We just got done talking about the realities of not just doing investigations, but the people side of things. These things, using sophisticated techniques, are time and resource intensive, which are people.
Yeah.
And when you got systems like the LA system that has a lot of assaults and a lot of things going in their DNA system, the fact that it got inputted, I give a lot of props to the LA folks. Mm-hmm. I also think there's a lot more there that they're going to be investigating and got leads from, because they had a DNA hit. But if you look at the video, the guy walked out the door, closed the door behind him, wasn't running. He was kind of moving with a purpose. And so whoever was in the apartment that he assaulted most likely got a lot more information, a lot more data. My conjecture is that there's going to be a digital footprint they're looking at. I really think the Rachel Morin, she just told her co-workers how she's on 5 dating websites. I think that she has a digital footprint that she may have been targeted through. Because otherwise, someone from LA making an assault over in Maryland from March to now, there's a lot of space and time in between there. I think they got a lot more that they're investigating right now. They originally assigned 10 investigators to this, which says they have a lot of things to do. I hope they still have 10 on it, just because it'll say that there's still a lot more to do. I think they're going to get someone on this. I think it's just going to take time to zero in and zero down all the leads.
What is the likelihood that this is someone that she did not know, and that this is, as scary as it could be, just a random person that targeted her while jogging? Or is it likely some sort of target, whether she knew them or not, they knew her?
Yeah, I'm in a sense of, every time I think it's random. It's not. Every time I think it's not random, it is. And so I don't even guess at these ones anymore. The stats say it's not random. And my guess is, looking at this, in most of these cases, the individual is known by the assailant. In other words, the guy that killed her most likely was aware of her. Again, if we're looking at law of averages, yeah. And she might not have been aware of him. The other thing that's striking about LA and Maryland and March to now is there is most likely a path of destruction in between the two.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at people that conduct sexual assaults and physical assaults in this way, they just don't stop. It's just not one and done or two and done. It's a path of destruction. And it's not just necessarily assaults themselves, but a criminal behavior pattern. So if they're able to identify absolutely anything from the LA assault, and they can start tracking across the country, they're going to get a lot more leads to follow up on, people have interacted with him, places he's been. So I highly suspect that's what's going on right now.
And we haven't heard anything great detail about the sexual assault and that video that has been released. One would have to assume that they are there talking to that victim. Would they not be right now? I know we're all like, got to be doing that as we armchair quarterback this, but I would assume that they're going to be talking to that person who was assaulted by this individual.
Yeah, no doubt they are, especially since the investigators out there will be able to, you know, get a closure on their case as well. And I just want to emphasize, we're calling it a sexual assault. I think they just called it an assault out there. I'm not sure if it was a sexual assault or not.
Well, and one thing that stood out to me about it was bizarre. When you say assault, you know, and we watched him leave the house rather calmly and just kind of walk away. I almost felt like in a way it's like, oh, dad's coming home soon. You better leave. If this was a sexual assault or an assault, you know, if they're underage, it's certainly a sexual assault. And from what we've been hearing, it seemed to be possibly that. This may be one of those cases where the victim that's being assaulted is younger, but doesn't necessarily view it as an assault to them personally. It's because they're young. You don't always think that way, but if you have a 20-some-year-old having sex with a minor, it's an assault. But maybe there is a relationship there of some sort, and I'm just speculating that they would then likely have more information to share on who that was. It's not just some random person who broke into a house for an assault.
Hopefully, the relationship that there was is at least how they found each other online.
Yeah.
Because that will give them a digital footprint they can do overlays on with Rachel. And once they have that, again, not necessarily going to give you a name. And if this person doesn't have a footprint here in our country, you know, like maybe they don't use credit cards. We just don't know the type of footprint this person keeps or doesn't keep, using burner phones, not using burner phones. I mean, if we're lucky, if the investigators are lucky, he was carrying a cell phone with him when he assaulted the woman out in LA, and he's got another cell phone with him when he murdered Rachel. And that's going to give us, you know, when we're doing the digital evidence of the cell phone towers and everything, it's going to give us an overlap there as well. So again, hopefully he's like most of these horrible criminals. He's dumb and he's done that.
Yeah. I mean, there's DNA, but it's another thing too, when we add in that digital footprint, if they find him and what they find on, that could be even more damning than just the DNA itself.
I think so.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.